St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse has selected a new president and CEO for its health center. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it comes at an uncertain time for the healthcare industry.
Leslie Paul Luke says he has experience with hospitals going through significant transitions. St. Joseph's joined Trinity Health in 2015, one of the largest not-for-profit health systems in the country. And with threats to repeal the Affordable Care Act, more could be changing for the hospital and healthcare in general very soon.
I'm going to try to help St. Joseph's to become more nimble and more responsive to changing market conditions, because organizations that can do that going forward, I think, are going to do perfectly fine. It's organizations that can't adjust that are going to have issues.
And St. Joseph's Hospital has had its own issues in recent years. It has been losing money for the past 3 years, including a loss of $13 million in 2016. But Luke says that loss is not critical, and the answer is growth and more outpatient services.
It's less expensive for insurers, less expense for government payers. Practice preventative medicine so that they don't need to come into the hospital. And when you do that, you're also improving the health of the community as a whole, so it's kind of a win all the way around.
He also wants to improve the quality of the hospital's emergency room. Luke is currently the interim CEO of Tenova East, a 7-hospital system in Knoxville, Tennessee. He will be taking over for resigning St. Joseph's president, Catherine Rosito, next month. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.